hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It's the dating game show that believes those sports kiss cams don't go far enough.
Wait, what? What do you want instead?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
Oh, my God.
Where
two of our listeners square off to find out whose love life is the most tragic. We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, before any first kiss, instead of reaching for a breath mint, she'll put a large dollop of Smuckers on her tongue. And that's why all the boys know her as Grape Jelly Kelly.
Oh. Hey,
how are you?
Thought for sure her name is going to be Pam the Jam.
And in the other corner, her secret to seduction is walking into the bedroom sporting a sexy goat milk mustache.
Ew.
That's how she got the nickname Foamy Naomi.
Oh,
hi, guys.
Oh, man. Please tell me you're drinking it from a bottle and not straight from the source.
Right from the tap.
Okay.
And here's how the game works. One contestant will start by telling one of their worst date stories. The other one try and come back and counter with a nightmare story of their own. We're going back and forth for three rounds until we declare a winner. We're going to get the ball rolling with Grape Jelly Kelly. Let's go.
Okay, so the guy kept complimenting me on how nice my teeth were.
Oh,
nice teeth.
Yeah. And I did have braces before, so I was like, you know what? This is a nice compliment.
Sure.
Yes, for how much money your parents spent. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that was really nice until he asked if I could help bite off one of his fingernails that he couldn't get.
Oh, my gosh. That is so gross.
Well, all that money, I mean, it's got to go to something good.
I bite my fingernails, and that's still gross.
Did you do it?
Oh, my God. No, I did not.
Yeah.
Why would you even ask her?
Not girlfriend material, Kelly. All right.
He's like, fine. You can't pop my pimples either.
Foamy Naomi, can you beat the fingernail bite share?
I think I can. So a guy came back to my house, but I wanted to shower, so I asked him to wait in bed.
Oh,
I get out and see him reading through my journal.
What? Like not even trying to hide it?
No, not at all. And I yelled at him, and I told him, like, this is personal, and he was like, I'm so sorry. He said, I just thought I was reading a really sad book.
Oh! So rude. Dear Diary.
Yeah.
We're on to round two. Kelly, we're back to you.
Oh. All right. I met a guy off Tinder who said that he worked at the zoo.
Oh,
nice.
And so he was like, you know what, let's meet at the zoo, we can have our date there.
Oh, and at your workplace, huh?
Yeah, and so he tells me to meet him at a specific exhibit because he wanted to show me something really cool.
Oh, cool.
And it turns out it was the bat exhibit, and when I got there, he climbed a nearby pole and, like, he hung upside down and was like, look, I'm a bat.
What?
Wait, what?
What?
Was this Dayton Elementary School?
What the?
Were you impressed?
I mean, like, I wasn't really impressed. I don't even think he worked there, so I kind of just left.
Wait a minute.
So all the other employees just know him as Bat Guy.
Yeah.
Way to leave your date hanging.
Yeah.
Yikes. Okay. We got to keep going. Naomi, what do you got?
So dumb.
So the guy I was talking to was bragging how much he travels for work and asked if I wanted to come along on a short day trip. So, of course, I said yes, right?
Okay.
And yeah.
Free trip, yeah.
That's a choice.
I meet him at his house, and he pulls up on a tandem bike. Apparently, he's an Uber Eats driver and says, if I'm willing to wear an extra cooler backpack, then we can make twice the money.
Oh. Tandem bike deliveries, I love that.
That's a man with business sense right there.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
We're on to our third and final round. That means we need your best stories
that
here, ladies.
Good.
Kelly, what do you got?
All right. I went on a date with a guy to watch a basketball game at a bar.
Okay.
Okay.
His team was losing.
Aww.
He looks me dead serious in the eyes and says, if I hook up with him right now, good luck will happen to his team and they will win.
Oh man.
That's a well-known fact in the sports world.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like my husband still tries that.
Yeah. So, how was the hookup?
Yeah.
Oh my God, no. Of course I said no. It was a first date.
Oh.
So, he leaves me to chat up a different girl, and after 5 minutes, they walked out together.
Oh! She must be a huge fan, too.
He's efficient.
You know?
I mean, I did check the score later because I was curious, and his team really did win.
Oh, my God.
You see? Ladies, do your part and help out our sports teams.
Thank you.
Okay. We got time for the last story. Naomi, we need your best one.
So we went to one of those movie theaters where they play old movies for a few dollars.
Yeah.
And fun. We saw one of the original Star Wars films.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, and he told me he'd seen it before, but what he didn't tell me is that he yelled out every line of the movie.
Oh, God.
It was so embarrassing, but wait, that's not even the kicker. He even did the character voices, and at one point, he stood up to have an imaginary lightsaber battle.
No.
Yeah. We ended up getting kicked out.
Yeah.
He was like, Luke, I am your father. Like, he did all of that, yes.
I think it's the body part he was using as his lightsaber that probably got you guys removed.
It would have been more impressive. Yeah. But...
that sound means the match is over. We need to score this. Alexis, who are you giving it to?
I'm giving Kelly. I'm still grossed out by the fingernail guy.
Oh, man.
One vote for Kelly. Brooke?
This was so hard, but I'm going with Naomi.
Okay, we're all tied up. Jose, you get the deciding vote here.
I'm saying thanks to the lightsaber battle, Naomi wins!
That means congratulations, Foamy Naomi.
I forgot her name was
You've
Foamy.
Seen more romantic tragedies than a Love Island hot tub. Well done.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm queen of the weirdo.
Yes, there it is, Naomi. Wear that crown proudly, girl.
And you could be Battle of the Tinder Dates royalty just by texting in to 78592 if you want to appear on the next edition. Your phone tap's coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.